This morning I woke up again earlier than my body wanted to because we're now on the spring forward daylight saving time, and it's still a little hard for me to get up. I'll be honest with you. I normally set my alarm at 6:03. If I'm feeling fat and lazy, I get up at 6:13. Lately it's been more like 6:23. I'm buying an extra 10 minutes there. And there's been a lot of talk in the state about this bill in Springfield that would eliminate it, that in the fall we would not fall back. We talked about that the other day and realized we had a lot of questions. Senator Dan McConchie is on a phone line. Hey, Senator, it's John Williams. You're on WGN. How are you?
I'm all right. Good to be with you this morning.
You are from Lake Zurich, correct?
That's where my office is. That's where I'm calling you from today.
Yeah, 26th District. It's passed the House and it's in front of the Senate or vice versa. What's the status of this?
So the bill passed the Senate last year. It was actually an idea of some students of one of my colleagues, Senator Andy Menar. And they had debated. A lot of us have kind of like little youth advisory councils that will run with high school students, and we'll bring them together, try to educate them about government. This was their idea, and so Senator Menar said, hey, I'll introduce it. Actually got some legs, passed the Senate, and is currently pending in the House.
What are its chances, do you think?
With the House, you never quite know. But one of the things that a lot of people don't understand is even if we were to pass this law and it become the law of the state of Illinois, the federal government limits our ability to be able to just wantonly change time zones. And so the federal government will have to give us permission to do that. And, there's a lot of other states who are considering similar types of measures. And I think that by us passing this, other states passing similar types of bills may actually force Congress to finally once and for all take up this question that seems to have so many people so frustrated twice a year of having to move their clock.
And it would be most noticeable in the fall. In other words, we would not fall back. We wouldn't at 5 o'clock now say it's 4 o'clock, that sort of thing.
Exactly right. It would. And, you know, there's been a debate as to whether or not if we get rid of daylight savings time, should we stay on standard time or should we stay on daylight savings time? There's a little bit of a debate about that. I think some farmers and some retail establishments have a little bit of different views on it.
Right.
So that's part of the debate we need to kind of settle on.
Retailers want it to be light later, so that encourages people to go out and continue to shop. They actually think it makes an economic difference. Orion Samuelson, our agribusiness pro here, says that farmers aren't as you might pass this along. Farmers are not as concerned about this as they once were. I don't think I'm misquoting Orion there. Would we be on the Eastern time zone then? Is that what that means? I mean, would we be following the same time as they do in New York?
So the time that we were on right now would be So the bill, the way it was drafted, is we would stay on daylight savings time. And so, again, because the federal government doesn't allow us to pick and choose, my guess is that what would end up happening is in some grand compromise, we would still be in the central time zone,
Yeah. But
that, either we would all be standard or we would all be daylight.
Well, whatever you call it, I mean, Wisconsin, Missouri, Illinois, I'm just thinking of Michigan. Well, Michigan's eastern, but I mean, all of the states that are receiving the same amount of sunlight at a given time should all be on the same time, right? It would be crazy if we said it's 4 o'clock and Wisconsin said it's 5 o'clock. I understand east-west, but north-south would make no sense.
Yeah, and I get that, and that's, there was only two states that kind of opted out of going with daylight savings time back in the beginning, Arizona and then Indiana. And I actually grew up in Indiana under a regime in which our clocks never changed, but the clocks of everybody else around us did. I grew up around the Terre Haute area where my grandparents lived on the Illinois side of the border, and so half the year we were hour off and half the year it was the same. It was odd, but it wasn't unusual. But, this bill, because of what the federal government's rules are, wouldn't put us into that situation. It would just give us a little bit of a push toward getting a national solution.
Yeah, I thought we would be autonomous in this. We could call ourselves whatever we want, but that's not the case, huh?
No, the federal government limits our ability to do that.
I guess that makes sense. And so then the really only big decision would be, what, say in the fall, what do you want? That's what I'm thinking of, because it just seems so lovely to get that extra hour of sleep that Sunday when you fall back, but then you know it's going to be dark earlier. And so what do you all want? Do you want to have that hour of sunlight? Do you want to call that 5 o'clock or do you want to call that 6 o'clock, right?
Right. Yep.
6 o'clock or 5 o'clock. Do you want to fall back? I don't know. Do you have a dog in that hunt? Do you care, Senator?
You know, I think that my tendency is to side with the retailers in regards to this. I do think there would be an economic benefit to it still being sunlight when people are on their way home. There's a little bit of concern that some people have about what time school buses will be going around in the morning, and will it still be dark at that point? So I think that's the big push the other way.
Yeah, that's the hard place. If the other one is irresistible force and the immovable object, those are two steady positions for people. One last thing about this, Senator. Would this affect the television viewing for us of sporting events or late-night TV shows? You know, would the Tonight Show, instead of being on at 10:30, now be on at 11:30, stuff like that?
Again, it shouldn't do that, because this would only go into effect with a national solution that would kind of take care of this once and for all.
How about those kids, huh? They're government in action. They're actually instigating a statewide, maybe a national debate here. Good for them.
Absolutely. You know, I was a little skeptical when they came into committee, but they did such a great job presenting it. I signed on as a co-sponsor.
Senator, what school is that?
You know, it's a school down south of Springfield, Illinois.
Okay.
So I don't remember the exact name.
Not in these parts here. You're in Lake Zurich. Nice to talk to you this morning, Senator Dan McConchie from the 26th. We'll visit again. Thanks for your help, Senator.
Thanks for having me.
Have a good day.